Despite official denials by leaders of the free world, sources now confirm the existence of Megaforce, a phantom army of super elite fighting men whose weapons are the most powerful science can devise. Their mission, to preserve freedom and justice, battling the forces of tyranny and evil in every corner of the globe.
Welcome to special edition 41 of What's On Joe Mind. We're a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe, but today we're kind of exploring other worlds like G.I. Joe, and we promised on a number of occasions that we would do commentary of the flop but very much B-rated favorite movie cult hit Megaforce starring Barry Bostwick. Back from the early 80s, there's a couple Joe tie-ins, which we'll get into in a little bit. But just like on our retaliation commentary, also joining me is Free Trip Mike and Justin. Guys, how are we?
Doing good.
I think we're all right if Justin's connection can hold up for us.
We've been having technical issues. It's like we're rookies all of a sudden tonight.
Well, you know, we've done this.
You do one show every 6 months, that sort of thing tends to happen.
As we do with retaliation, we will make sure that you are queued up with us so you're watching at the same time that we're watching the movie. You see everything that we see. If you have the DVD, which we hope you do, because otherwise you'll be pirating, right, guys?
Pirating's wrong.
The official DVD has been distributed by Fortune Star, which is some sort of distributing company out of Asia. They have their logo at about the 31-second mark. So go ahead and queue up there.
Fortune Star is the mark of quality.
I think we're all queued up, so we're going to pick it up from there, and they're going to tell us a little bit about Megaforce. 3, 2, 1, go.
Distributed by Fortune Star.
Despite official denials by leaders of the free world, sources now confirm the existence of Megaforce. Army of super elite fighting men.
Phantom Army. I think it's probably appropriate to let listeners know this is actually the first time I'm ever seeing this movie. I'm busting my Megaforce cherry right here in front of...
Oh my goodness. Now we kick into this awesome soundtrack.
Holy... It's Golden Harvest, because of course it is.
This is Jan Hammer before he hit the big time.
Hal Needham. Rest in peace.
This is the most 80s thing ever.
And there's a pretty 80s right there, Barry Bostwick. Michael Beck. Now, Beck and Larry Hama started the movie together.
Did they?
They were on Warriors, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From Knight Rider. George Firth of Cannonball Run fame. Henry Silva, and the only other role that I remember this guy in was Buck Rogers.
And Gerald Immel, who should be shot on sight.
Introvision.
Introvision. The future of vision and introductions.
Okay, the first tie-in we'll talk about Joe here is they actually advertised this movie on the back cover of Marvel issue number 3, where you could mail away and be part of the Megaforce fan club.
I know I couldn't wait to get to the mailbox for that.
I think you got a patch.
There was a backlog of kids at the mailbox.
I think you got a patch. I forget what else you got. We can look that
probably
up.
Probably still kids waiting on that mailbox. Fighting one another to stuff their envelopes inside.
Ah. Defoe communists. In your valley, there
So you have the guy who obviously sounds very Eastern European here talking, and then it seems like everyone else around him is Hispanic.
It's Franco Spain.
Ah, Roger that.
Where the fascists were. Time for the Megaforce drinking game. Anytime an allegory is made to the Russian bloc, everybody takes a drink.
Surrender is symbolic gesture to the global power who tried to grab the land and the wealth from the innocent working masses. Period.
All right, I've had enough of this. Fire.
Fire.
And this poor model just gets destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Annihilated.
Those look like M60 tanks, maybe?
I would say so.
Isn't this the beginning of Moonraker?
I don't know. I have to go back and watch Moonraker. Maybe we'll do a commentary on that.
Is Richard Kiel showing up anytime soon?
No, not in this one.
Get away from me until I finish my speech.
I got to finish the speech before you open fire. Okay, so the good guys, the good country caught up with the bad country bandits here. So they're bailing. Oh, somebody got hit.
Oh, somebody had the burritos. It lit him up from behind.
Have hostile armor crossing border in full retreat. Can intercept and destroy. Request permission to interdict.
Here's Donovan. Otherwise known as Donovan from Knight Rider.
Yes.
I don't think that was the character's name on Knight Rider.
Who was it? Did I mess it up?
Devin.
Devin. See, I can't remember. You know it's old when you're seeing a Continental Airlines plane.
They haven't been gone that long.
I know.
It's not like it's Braniff.
Or Allegheny. Now, does the female actress here familiar to anybody?
Probably should be.
Didn't get a good look at her.
Okay, you might recognize her more if she didn't have any hair. She was basically the voice of V'ger from Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Oh, interesting.
I'd say that either makes her the chick from Star Trek The Motion Picture or Grace Jones.
Very much like G.I. Joe, they're based the pit out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Would you mind telling me where we are?
This guy just drops off all their stuff and bails.
He's British, so he's got an umbrella.
Of course.
It only makes sense.
Having just come back from the Isles, that's the truth.
Well, while we're waiting for him to get picked up, let's see. The official Megaforce membership kit for $1 got you a patch, a membership card, and a reflective bike decal that you could put on your bike.
Nice.
Nice. That's pretty good for a buck.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Slipshod, that's what it is. Cremation was certainly not on my
And it looks like it opened in theaters June 25th, 1982.
Yep. What was it about 82 where they had all these military things all happening at once? You had the Real American Hero line, obviously. You had this. You had Eagle Force making its debut, actually, I think, in 81. It seemed like to be the perfect storm of marketing these military properties to kids.
I think it's – well, you have – Reagan just got in office.
Right.
So you have all this storm of patriotism. And there was this unofficial rumor of – an honest-to-God Delta Force out there.
Right, true.
That I think got a lot of people interested going on. And it's obviously the modern-day Delta Force, even the Delta Force back then is nowhere – here's Dallas with the school T-shirt on. But the Delta Force was by no means – was reflective in what G.I. Joe is and yep. Eagle Force and the Mega Force is. But there was this – I think there might have been some fantasy of just this deep secret organization that was out there that was
yep.
kind of fighting for everybody. No ranks of Megaforce. Ooh. Is there a difference between rank and authority?
According to this dude, there is.
Okay, I'll listen to Dallas. Oh, he's hitting on the woman now.
Ooh, she likes it.
In front of the general, no less.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Well, one thing I came up and noticed, you know, that snake was sneaking up on him and got massacred, boy. It sounded like by a machine gun of some kind, and then the dude walked up with a shotgun, and I'm not sure how he managed to work that out.
See, he put a bullet hole through the general's stuff.
That's not right.
Disrespectful. I'll give you rank and authority.
Couldn't you possibly have arranged to have us met in more comfortable circumstances?
Why, sure.
Hey, Sam,
give me a 4-7 in place of that rock.
Oh, holograms.
Look at that. That's some futuristic stuff right there.
This movie would have been low-tech if it had made 10 years earlier.
Come on, it's a Hal Needham stunt movie. What do you want?
I want to see cars wrecking, if nothing else.
This predates – does this predate Cannonball Run? I think this predates Cannonball Run.
Well,
Major, I'm Zachary Taylor. Very pleased to meet you. That is not in the news. Football. Winter. Spring.
All right, Einstein. Fire this thing up. See.
Zachary Taylor.
Yep.
They could have picked a more obscure past president's name, but Mike, you looking up Cannonball Run?
I believe Cannonball Run was 80.
Okay.
Cannonball Run 2 was around this time.
And Hal Needham also did Smokey and the Bandit.
Correct. Which was late 70s, I think.
Yeah. Love these graphics.
That is the peak of technology right there.
The random blinking lights in the back.
A place of missile command. Maybe bust out the other cartridge with Defender on it.
They did make a Megaforce game, didn't they?
There was a Megaforce game for the Atari 2600.
Wow.
Yeah.
Completely overshadowed by the release of Buckner and Garcia's Pac-Man Fever.
I think 707's version of Megaforce was much better.
If you hit YouTube, you can even find the a Megaforce commercial by Fox Atari. It's on YouTube too.
Nice. This might be the first ever Megaforce commentary, folks. This might be. I have yet to find one.
And he has looked real hard.
I have looked.
Yeah. Well, what's great about this movie so far is that we're 13 minutes in and nothing has happened.
Right. Well, except we saw a big factory in the middle of the desert get blown up.
Which will probably have very little to do with the rest of the story.
Not yet. Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Somebody looks badass.
And armor.
And machine guns and rockets.
And gray spandex.
Ooh.
I don't even know if that's spandex. It looks more like, I don't know what, like ballerina tights or something.
Well, then it fits Barry Bostwick quite well. Now, prior to this, what, Bostwick's best role was...
exploding balls.
Look out, gentlemen! The Chuck E. Cheese has gone crazy!
See, Bostwick's best role was horror show, wasn't it?
Probably.
Sure.
Okay. God,
that's really like... kind of like rating the best of the turds.
Yeah.
We've got like these 1 foot diameter little foam balls flying through the air, and they're blasting them with missiles. Isn't that kind of overkill?
They're Ertl rockets that
you know they're badasses. Craft shell. All doing wheelies.
Yeah. Love the arrows on their heads.
The bikes that sound like jet engines.
I'll give them credit. Those motorcycles make more sense than the ramp cycles.
That's true.
That big Gatling gun strapped to the side. You start firing that thing, you're just going to start spinning wheelies.
Oh, look at him jump right over that
And now it's officially a Hal Needham movie. You had your first stunt.
Well, yeah. Despite the fact that there's no Dom DeLuise and no chick has been topless, this is a Hal Needham movie.
Oh.
Yeah, we're only 15 minutes in. You never know.
Considering they're advertising this on the back of a kid's comic book, I doubt there's going to be any nudity in this one.
The full beard and the tie-on bandana. It's like
Ace Hunter.
Oh, hello, ladies.
Okay, time to get to business. She's not impressed.
Nope.
Zachary Taylor sitting there going,
Ace Hunter, you got some hair on that chest there, buddy.
Yeah, he does.
So someday he'll be the mayor
of New York City.
Correct. I have. Funny.
No. Ah, rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
Right this way, folks, if you would. That's the way it is.
These two guys, it's like the Muppets up in the balcony.
Apparently Woody Harrelson not available for this movie.
Jesus.
He was already too far up the ladder for this to play Dallas.
1982.
I swear the zipper keeps getting lower and lower and lower on Bostwick.
That long. Not big around. Dang near.
Oh, they're talking about the snake. Dang near, yeah.
Now, General, I don't want you to think we set this whole thing up just to show off for y'all.
They're wacky, the boys on Megaforce.
Yes, they are.
Same target practice at least once a month.
Oh, we got a slow movement. What's everybody drinking?
Gold Peak Tea.
I'm just drinking water. I'm boring tonight.
I am with cranberry juice.
Nice.
I think this adventure would be a lot more fun if we all had beer or something.
I can pretend that I'm mixing something into my cranberry juice, but the sinus medication won't allow it.
Oh, he gets the con crud from England. I feel bad for him, Justin.
Yeah. Bummer.
Now looking very, very much G.I. Joe.
It's a very expensive backdrop.
It reminds me of like that 82 Missile Command playset.
It's made out like of one cardboard, is that what?
It's all one big cardboard backdrop, yeah.
Oh my God, that was painful.
George Firth. The only other role I remember George Firth in was the bad guy from Cannonball Run 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's
Arthur J. Foyt.
Just remember, it's the red buttons. 1 and then 2. You're a genius. What did I try?
I'll remember this. The red buttons. 1, 2.
But at best, you know, it's only good. Okay, it's wonderful. 1, 2, huh?
Ace Hunter's getting a little excited, huh?
He's making jokes that no one else understands.
Foreshadowing.
Never before has such a perfect blend of gold and tan been worn by a gentleman.
This is a total self-contained facility mounted on gyro-leveling stabilizer that would enable it to withstand a 25 megaton direct.
Just throwing out random numbers.
You know, 67.4% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot.
And again, very much the pit looking very G.I. Joe-ish here.
Yo, yo, yo.
And a full array of training simulators. Laser labs, dynamic and static ballistics.
Yo.
So here's a hangar with an aging Phantom jet, a Dragonhawk or a Dragonfly, an F-111.
That's Russian. It's a very latest
document. Of course, it's Russian in this one. It was.
That's the machine that goes ping.
And all the bikes lined up.
More of our wheelie poppin' specialties.
And TACCOM! The six-wheeler.
All we know is ever so often, they just back up a truck and unload a whole mess of stuff in all sizes and colors.
All the dune buggies. It's kind of a cross between the Awestriker and the Vamp Mark II. It's like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep. Seems awful cheerful for somebody whose entire family thinks is dead.
Dead, I know.
He's dead and a deserter. So his family has been disgraced and sorrowed, but he's pretty chipper.
The wide collar of the late 70s, early 80s. That's not standard military issue dress.
Nope. Oh.
Ah.
Hello.
Neither's that.
Thank God.
It's the Megaforce ceremonial. I love the red flap that's open there. Very much Captain Kirk.
50% polyester, 50% spandex, 100% boner.
Look at all that silk. He's touching her medals that happen to be right on her breast.
I wouldn't think that was high on your list.
Tells you a lot about a soldier.
You have me at a slight disadvantage without your ribbons.
Didn't say that you could tell everything about a soldier by looking.
He wears the ribbons in his hair.
Tell everything about a soldier by looking at his chest. Oh, yeah.
I want to see you comment, make a quote like that in one of your Dio stories, Justin.
Tempting.
Yeah, he's killed off all the women characters.
Oh.
Hey.
I don't even know you coming.
St- stealth knows.
They don't even know you're coming.
Just watch it. Oh, Egg, I love this. This is my favorite. It's nothing. Just an inverse photosensitive skin.
Oh.
Weapons, uniforms, vehicles.
Man. It just blew the budget right there.
Special effects budget. Done.
They perfected the portable hole. Was that a Warner Brothers cartoon?
Oh my god, look at that thing.
Sorry, you won't believe this. They monitor every conversation in every military installation in the world.
Oh my god, that computer console. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
It's like they just took one big printer and printed it right out and just stuck it on the wall.
I like how they can get away with in the early 80s of monitoring every conversation in the world, but now you do it, and Snowden becomes a a celebrity. Notice a Dixie patch. Even though he's from America, he wears a Dixie patch.
Fantasy group, fantasy country.
Is there a parent organization really called Stuff? Is that what he just said? Stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Megaforce's world went downhill when Alabama got the bomb. He's a charmer, that Dallas.
That kind of reminds me of the control room from War Games.
Yeah.
Random blinking lights in the background.
Born in Costa Brava, August 14th.
The bad guy Guerrera.
His father was Augustus Guerrera. He was a plantation owner, 300,000 hectares. His mother's name was Maria Alvarez.
How do they know so much about Guerrera?
Mining family. I see you've memorized everything about him.
He's my brother.
I know him. He knows him.
Toppling one country after another. Just for the record, General, there's one thing that Guerrera is not. It's a fanatic. Everything that he does for money.
A mercenary.
Guerrera and I go back quite a long way. Jump school, counterinsurgency, staff, command, college.
These guys listening all intently, even though they know the story.
Hairdressing school.
And when things go shaky in Costa Brava.
Army barbers, don't get beards looking that fine, gentlemen.
It's all the politicians' fault.
That usually is.
Once again, Obama wasn't even in office back then. It's his fault.
Well, clearly he didn't turn out to be a sociopath or anything. Good thing they didn't make him shoot.
All mercenaries in Rhodesia, he was taking his R&R on the coast of shore. He had quite a bankroll. He was buying anything. I came that close to getting
you back on our side. The Megaforce Slider. I want one of those.
I'd say, for such a top secret organization, they seem to plaster their name on everything.
I know.
They sure have the merchandising angle on this town.
Mel Brooks would be proud.
It's like the Megaforce Hour is coming up next on QVC.
Now, here's the plan. With the ultra fancy and modern battleground map, battlefield map.
Cross-commission airspace at 0328. Flying terrain avoidance radar at no more than 900 feet. At 0330, our resupply plane will take a new heading south-southwest to its drop zone at 0400. Allowing the remaining aircraft...
First soldier to make a remark about the bulge in my pants loses. Except you, Major.
Ooh.
Hello.
Fancy.
See, Joe's even have this in retaliation. Come on, man.
Here, headquarters, fuel, and ammunition dump. Our remaining planes are over the D's ATC with first vehicle out of the door at 0421, last at 0423, on the ground, combat ready at 0426.
You got that?
That's Devin's looking to make his move on Dallas there. A little nervous. It's a little nervous. I'm finally free of military restrictions here. Mr. Dallas, I find you fascinating for a defector.
By 0435, Guerrera's second armor unit has been alerted and will definitely be on the move. Phase 2, the line.
It is 8 the hook, line, and sinker. Supply area.
First light is 0507. Sunrise at 0535. We arrive at 0538.
X marks the spot.
Reloaded and moving by 0558. Eagle Base will start live time monitoring of Guerrera and relay his speed and course to TACCOM. Will triangulate us towards an intercept point 5 kilometers from the border, adjusting our speed to arrive there 5 minutes before Guerrero.
That makes sense.
Phase 3. We move on our final leg, allowing Guerrero to maintain visual contact and close in on us until we cross the border.
Follow the blinking lights. Oh, and it goes away.
Is all yours. Can't wait. Team's all packed and ready to go. We'll leave sometime within the next 48 to 72 hours, depending upon Guerrero's movements and the weather conditions. Any questions?
I'm sold.
Yep.
Sound plan. Hawk couldn't have gotten any better.
What kills me is they've like isolated the times down to like 0521 and 0526. And they say, when are you going to enact a plan? And he says, anytime between the next 36 and 72 hours or 48 and 72 hours. It seems like a pretty big window.
Yeah. Got to make sure the weather's right.
Yeah.
And then the
pointless. I have no idea what that was all about.
Yeah.
That's because they didn't want to pay copyright fees for Porky Pig. Oh, a gag so bad it stunned the cast.
Wow. Oh, now she's upset because she can't defend her country. I'm a soldier. Hmm? I beg your pardon. The finest soldiers to free will. Free world. Free world can provide.
Now remember, you put your arms out like this so you don't go into
Megaforce hats, everyone.
Use your hands and your feet as airfoils, right? Now, to gain vertical airspeed, just drop your head down and just fold your arms in your side like wings. Got it? Now, when this light goes out, hit it. If you want me to, I can take you out by the hand, and if it frees up, I can pull the ripcord for you.
Is that all?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't expecting the actual ship to jump here.
Now, what's up with that? Megaforce has everything top of the line, and they're jumping out of a DC-3.
I know.
It's a training jump.
It looks like it's from the 60s.
Oh, and the...
And the love music for the parachute.
The love music, oh, God.
Holding hands and spinning around, and oh.
Well, this is how the courtship always goes. Little aerial gymnastics. Absolutely no chemistry.
Hello!
I wish you'd do an hello.
Didn't know this was that kind of an outfit.
Nice special effects.
Never question Barry Bostwick.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Barry Bostwick in front of a blue screen.
That's hilarious. This is the longest pair drop ever.
I know.
I know I'll never love this way again. This is like
By this way, I'm upside down in zero G.
Oh.
Oh, this is painful.
Oh.
Oh, they don't even have Megaforce shoots. Everything else has Megaforce on it.
Top secret Cobalt
training run
with
training run.
Yellow and pink parachute.
Gotta save the. Gotta save the trademark stuff for the real thing.
Okay, all right. That's for the battleground.
I can't believe it is blue like.
Ladies and gentlemen, love theme from Megaforce by the Megaforce Orchestra. Well, there's a dream come true. She'd have to get her hair feathered. Is she ready for that?
And her suit needs to sit down a little bit further.
Yeah, really. She'll need some chest hair. Gotta fluff that up.
Man, Ace Hunter doesn't have that helmet head or anything going on.
So she takes the control from Sulu there.
From Sulu.
You grab my control stick.
Oh my.
Oh, this is the simulator. This is awesome.
Wasn't this an arcade game in the 60s? Oh, she's got her battle ascot on. No, this is serious.
That pink scarf is going to win the day.
Megaforce battle ascot. Ah, she does have her onesie on. Look at that. We've gone from silver, or from gold to silver now.
I think this was a scene in Greece.
This might be Rocky Horror. I don't know.
There's like no separation between his beard and his chest hair. It's just like one sheet of fuzz.
No. For an age defined by its androgyny, he is trying to macho the hell out of this.
Yeah.
Barry Gibb right there.
But is it like pre-disco Barry Gibb or disco Barry Gibb is the question.
I'm thinking disco.
With that silver, I'm thinking so too.
Because disco is definitely about the sweaty hair too.
Yes, it's because you're a woman.
Why? On the silhouette.
I know. You know when they get to silhouette, it's getting serious. Well, what are you doing with that hair there, Ace Hunter? That hand?
Hey.
That's how they hide the fact that he's actually like 6'6". He's standing a foot closer to the camera than she is. It's
probably true. Well, that bike to the left of him might be a little out of sight.
It's like as tall as she is. She's a stepladder to get on it.
Yeah, I remember getting this as a kid and watching this, and the whole first part of the movie was just killing me. It's like, let's get to the battle portion. And that's where I'm at right now in this commentary.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they established this relationship with her when they don't use her at all. Spoiler alert.
Way to kill that a half an hour in.
Oh, it's time to scramble.
Well, who's this guy with the beard?
I know.
It's Adventure Team.
Oh, he's camel towing.
Yeah. Ball dramatic.
Ah. Get some comfortable underwear at least, man. Come on.
No, man, they're Megaforce. They don't wear underwear.
Maybe they should start.
They're Commando and Always.
Mike can't stop looking now.
Me snake eyes and his molded lips any day.
So they fit all of this, all these vehicles onto three AC-130s or C-130s. She just happened to be standing there.
Woodlock, you've disappointed me, but I love you.
I couldn't help but notice your bulge.
Even though I'm not going, I'm happy I came this far.
So am I. Hey, listen, I know this great little hotel in London.
He's going to hook up. Yeah, we're going to buy a drink there. Right.
At the Lion's Den. Look so surprised there, Ace Hunter. You knew that was coming.
That's what he wanted. Oh, swing into the plane. Dramatic.
This might be the worst film I've seen all year. And I go out of my way to watch bad movies.
If I keep watching this, I'd want to be a soldier too.
What are they going for here?
I don't know.
I don't know. Just watching the C-130s parade.
I mean, we've had like 10 minutes of comic relief. We're supposed to be off to fight the terrorist.
And they got the Megaforce parade theme playing.
Now back to Von Ryan's Express.
Now, even though it has the extra fuel tanks, you got to think that the place they're going is fairly close by.
We'll be back to the Dirty Dozen 3, the dirtiest dozen, after these messages.
Well, they're all good takeoffs.
Yeah.
Hot taking off action.
Yeah, there you go.
Yee-haw!
Nice lady sunglasses, Devin.
Foreshadowing.
He's put the aviators on.
He was saving those for Michael Knight. I gotta show him flying over water a little bit. Now at night, where we can't see anything on our screens. Mm-hmm. Oh, the red combat light.
He's got the 1,000-yard stare already. Uh-oh.
And dude, look how blue his bandana remains in all this.
That red hue is like. It's killing me. Does this movie have like one battle in it and that's it? Or so? I mean, it's been 42 minutes and we haven't even seen a single gunshot yet. Things half over.
It actually has two battles.
Well, they did take down the evil ball pit from Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that's right. With their rockets.
And we watched Guerrera and his men destroy the model in early. Yeah. But that wasn't much of a battle.
What did he tell you? Well, he said,
I don't
get
it.
That's deep. That's deep.
I don't get it.
That's so deep that I don't understand.
That's right.
It's Stum. Who said it? You did. Very wise.
And now a cast of characters we've not met to this point.
You have the Rubik's Cube.
This is made in the 80s.
All right, Sulu gives up on it. I'm done. So Zachary Taylor with the Walkman, probably playing some cassette tape, going to figure it out in five moves.
I've been working on that thing for a month and haven't gotten two sides to match. It is not just him. All Americans are strange.
What was that?
A knife.
It's the slowest moving knife I've ever seen.
Six killer, what movie star played a famous Indian chief?
parameters. Brando.
Never heard a throwing knife make that kind of noise before.
And so accurately placed, too. Oh, there's a back.
Hey, Zachary Taylor.
Take that, Sulu. Wiseacre. Now, it's interesting. The DVD copy of this, he's censored saying Wiseacre.
What?
In the VHS release that I have of this movie as well, he actually does say wise ass.
Huh, interesting.
Turbulence. Alka-Seltzer.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, sweet relief.
So Ace Hunter gets airsick?
Yeah.
He's a motorcycle guy.
I guess so.
Of course, the French guys are perfectly fine.
What? Lancaster!
No, they got his crossword thing figured out. Geronimo.
This is terrible. this is just awful. Stock Footage Theater presents Megaforce. Meanwhile, at the Cobra Terradrome.
You have the Eastern European, Guerrero the Mercenary.
See, they're evil mustaches. That is funny because I am a Czech.
I don't know what you mean. It is necessary. What? For the revolution.
The revolution?
He's a cheater.
He is a cheater.
So you know he's a bad guy.
You
get blowing up the factory. Oily. Cheats at at chess. That's one sinister laugh right there.
1 minute, everybody. That voice talking is Hal Needham. He will make a cameo here in a minute.
Well, hot damn. Ooh. We're going to ride our motorcycle
plane
into parachutes.
As long as Guerrero attacks them with little foam balls, they'll be all set.
Oh, laser.
Oh.
Radar. Check out these Gatling guns they fire up, too. Whoa.
Oh, baby.
Slap that on the side of a ram cycle.
Spinning some more radar. Twisting some more lasers. How many freaking buttons do these things have?
And like they need the guy to wave them out the door. You got to go that way.
So now what was the purpose of them parachuting out? Because it looks like they just landed the plane and now they're driving.
No. Out. They're parachuting out.
Oh, they're parachuting out from the plane in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, all right, there we go.
There you go. Very, very D-Day-like.
Good grief. And they're all like crashing into each other in the guy in the parachutes. And good God, how many of these freaking things do they have?
After I told you, they got three planes and they loaded all this shit on the three planes.
Apparently, the C-130 is 6 miles
I guess so. There was like freaking 40 cars that came out of that thing.
It's a super C-130.
It's a special Megaforce C-130.
Stealth noses away.
Now we're all black right now.
All these stealth vehicles with bright red spotlights everywhere.
Yeah.
And here's TACCOM.
Nice.
That's Hal Needham.
Holy,
right there.
Look at all those buttons.
He's actually doing his editing from there as well.
And now we're fighting.
Oh, yeah. We just had rocket fire. Beautiful. I love how the rockets are firing like 45 degrees into the air and buildings on the ground are exploding.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
how there's a
lot of
that. Real way to tell what's going on.
Notice the countdown timer in the corner of the screen there. Yeah. Does anyone here speak English?
No, you're in South America, you moron.
No, they all speak Spanish.
Whoa, look at those fake oil drums flying everywhere.
Watch these guys on the bike. They come up behind this tank, watch, and light them up with these rockets.
Those things like shot straight up in the air and the tank in front of them exploded. How the hell does that work? That is hilarious.
I think they just brought down their own plane.
Oh, this is cool. A little turnaround thing.
Oh, lasers. Oh, you can see you can see the wheel on the bottom.
Yeah. That's cool.
Nice, that's pretty cool.
Ugh.
We got motorcycles jumping over trenches for no clear reason.
Oh, now they're reviewing tape like NFL officials.
You gotta have a blooper reel. Every good invasion has a blooper reel.
No man's left behind. That's the second time that guy is picking himself off the ground.
That's like a bonus 50 points.
Oh, nope. This is a French guy. I would do this when I would play with Joe's. If something ever happened to the Vamp or anything, they could get out, put it on remote control, and it becomes a rolling bomb.
Yep.
I would do this.
I'm glad that you were able to take something from this movie away with you, Gary.
It's a great idea, because I thought of it first.
Not only is it a rolling bomb, but buildings just mysteriously explode around it as it drives by them. And this one vehicle, like, destroyed the entire camp. That is – okay, here's a stupid question. Why, like, launch 80 vehicles of this thing? Just roll one of those things in and blow it up, and the thing battle's over.
Seriously, just drop it out without the chute.
Yeah. Remote, apparently, it's like a 40-megaton dune buggy.
Put all these men at risk?
Countdown clock. 15
Jump
seconds.
On, soldier.
And at the end of the clock, they are out of town. 3, 2, 1. All right, these guys coming up with a World War II era bazooka.
Come on, Hal. You got a silver jumpsuit on. Take care of business.
Now, in the entire movie, you don't see anyone get shot or killed. This is the closest you get.
Oh, my God.
Guy looks like horror show. Oh, there they go. That's
it. What happened?
They vaporized.
I'll need him, ladies and gentlemen.
You might get instead of dropping into a deadly war zone. Wouldn't that be a shame?
Now, can anyone speak English? Okay, there we go.
They just blew up the entire city with the 40 megaton dune buggy. And this guy's still on the phone. Those are the last five bad guys alive.
Don't want to hear it.
He could have had a lighter and been with the good guys.
Now the light starts changing and the colors of the vehicles will start changing. Justin, do you ever watch Buck Rogers of the 25th Century?
I have seen that once, but it's been a very long time.
You remember the pilot episode where he gets picked up frozen in space?
I think so, yeah.
That's the only other place where I remember Henry Silva. He played Kane in that episode. Okay. The only other place I remember this, so Guerrera. It's right on schedule, guys! Oh, God.
So what, did they take some time and wash off all the black paint, or what's going on here?
It's photosensitive. Now it's light.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that stupid, yeah.
Yeah, and they blew the budget on that, man.
That's right.
It's their true colors.
After all, it's not night anymore. You don't need dark colors, and you can now be bright yellow and white.
Yep, absolutely.
With no fear.
Okay, here's a resupply depot that's out in the middle of the desert.
I get all dressed up to go to battle, and what happens? We end up spending 2 hours stacking rockets. Now you tell me how I'm going to talk to my people when I get back home.
So this guy's like Spirit.
I'm gonna know the difference.
Six killer, like that, I'm everybody. Stop complaining. We were the heroes in the last three missions. What more do you?
So apparently, there's more stories from Megaforce we don't know about.
Ooh,
yet.
I smell IDW comic.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, awesome's the word, Gary. That's exactly it.
That would be awesome.
That's precisely the term we were looking for. Only exactly the opposite.
Well, make it awesome. I think this would make a good comic book. In the 80s.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You're talking to somebody who read Team America, and I don't know.
Not the Trey Parker and Matt Stone one?
No. No, the one with all the dirt bike riders.
Did you also read US 1?
They would. No, I didn't read US 1, no. That was Chris Sims. Or was that NFL Super Pro? Devin's not happy. Uh-oh.
Bad news from the Capitol. He fires up his camouflaged helicopter. It's not camouflaged.
Really? What is that? It's like a sausage with blades. HMS Bratwurst away.
I don't know if the Germans would take kindly to that. Pit stop.
Come on, Dallas. You bring back any scalp? No, we take no scalps, crazy horse. But I tell you, son, we did raise some kind of hell.
Here's a stereotype. Because he's an Indian, they take scalps.
Not the least bit stereotypical there.
None. In fact, there's no stereotypes whatsoever going on in this movie. Just happens to notice these guys in the desert.
Hiding under their tan mushroom.
La 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 la.
I have to report, my friend, the messy good mix. You idiot, that's no secret. Is that what you're going to tell me? What good of something else? The cars. The motorcycles. The uniform.
Listen.
They painted. They painted. You think you have
none of them? Okay. Show that man your magic.
To send you to East Germany. Borrowed the helicopter from TC and repainted it. I got some sort of shattered glass looking Wild Bill guy here.
Jilted.
You were not with the prince.
Oh my god.
Das Chic? Das Chic?
I don't know what that means.
Neither does anybody else.
It's over the lighter.
You forgot to give it.
Of course.
Here.
Hugs around.
Sloppy kisses.
Another friend? General Edward Byrne White. Oh, heard a lot about him. Always wanted to meet him. Got a minute?
just totally taking a left turn.
They're in the midst. I thought this is like some well orchestrated and ironed out plan. This like hook, line, and sinker thing. They've just stopped in the middle of it and are all.
I mean, really, weren't they just fighting him? Didn't they just blow his base to smithereens?
Listen to what he says here in a second.
That's
not it. Wicked.
And now another helicopter with Dom DeLuise.
Dun dun dun. He brings him with him.
Which one?
Oh, no. War?
Stop. Blowing up an entire village with missile-loaded motorcycles is an act of war? I don't want to play anymore.
No. Then you go back and redo that level. What?
How to match headbands with jumpsuits.
It all comes around. We learned so many lessons in this movie.
He's been wearing a helmet all day, and look at how feathered his hair still is.
That's awesome. That's 80s.
There's some serious aeration in those helmets.
Some awesome product.
Got to figure out what kind of conditioner he's using.
I still love you, Ace. I'm not sure why. I'm very confused. War is tough.
I can't move my legs.
We're just giving you more shot of camel toe. This is the heartfelt portion, second heartfelt portion of this. These scenes kill me. As if the movie's not bad enough.
Hey! I'll see you. Remember where?
Lion Pit Hotel, London.
Tomorrow.
What is with this thumb kiss business?
That's their thing.
Apparently. Ugh. It's their terrible thing.
They're gross.
Oh, come on. So is that gold uniform that he's wearing that's riding up in all the wrong places. Holy good God.
Not just butt crack, but sweaty butt crack, gentlemen.
Ooh, that's James Cavanaugh-esque.
All he needs is a room temperature beer. And a lot less hair.
I've totally lost where this movie is going and what is happening here.
All right. So what happens is they did such a good job destroying that poor peasant town that if they cross the border into the neighboring country where General Byrne White's from, that it will start an actual war between these two countries. So they can't cross the border, and Guerrero's guys – are now chasing them down, and they know that only one place their planes can land to pick them up. Yeah. So they're going to be there waiting for them. So they're screwed. So here we go. Ace lost. Or has he?
Really?
Now he's pissed off. Now he's pissed off.
I'm going to make you an offer. You give me your word that your men will lay their weapons down, and I will guarantee you the safe passage out of here.
Now, would Cobra Commander do that?
Hell no.
Cobra Commander never loaned a man a lighter.
That's true.
That's Bond, baby.
How would he smoke it? If he had a lighter, it means he's smoking something, right? Uh-oh. Did I say basically abandon your men? Now notice the red kerchief with Guerrero now. So they got their colors. Bad guys are red.
Mm-hmm. Now the Ace Love theme begins again.
I noticed one of the soldiers had a Swiss Army flag on his shoulder. Oh. I didn't think they were allowed to do that.
So he's dead. Who cares?
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't Quarles from Switzerland, isn't she?
I don't know. She's dead or a deserter, so who cares?
Okay. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Yes, General. All right. I see them. Oh!
That could have been Austria, too. So maybe I screwed it up. Anyways, here's the new plan.
They've let Barry Bostwick and Hal Needham out to dry.
Sweet. Dot matrix printer with tracks on the side.
Because that's what they need to be worrying about out in the field is whether or not the printer lines up.
The tearaway tracks. Meanwhile, back at the pit.
Don't.
We're showing random graphics.
Don't call it the pit.
We want to call it the hole?
Call it the paper backdrop palace.
Meanwhile, back at the Missile Command Center.
One, split up, and everybody head for the border on his own.
Oh, that's ace. No, that's
you got to do it as a team.
If I don't have somebody to follow, we can get lost.
All right, choice two. Dry lake bed is surrounded by mountains on three sides. Now, Guerrero has moved his army, so the mountains are on his back.
Yeah, check out these graphics.
He knows that the only way in. Down his nose. As we hit those flats, he's going to shoot us like fish in a barrel. But sometimes what was working for you
worked
against you. Now, Egg has done an infrared topographical scan of these mountains.
Infrared topographical.
Topographical. Oh, look at these lights.
Yeah, why don't you just use Google Maps?
I know, kidding. That's the way it is.
Here's the music.
TC can go back to Magnum PI.
That is easily the loudest piece of equipment the entire movie.
Isn't the main goal of this catch that guy?
What's that?
Isn't the main goal of this entire operation to catch Guerrero? Why the hell did they just knock him out while he was
I think it's to I see that's a good point. I thought it was just to it should be to catch him. But it looks like it's more along the lines of what they did to Saddam Hussein, you know. Make sure that he's no longer a fighting force. Something's happening. This is days before drones. Casual scans the hills behind me.
Maybe I shouldn't have all of my tank weapons pointing in direction.
Now, the pilot here on the right, the actor's Robert Fuller, and the only other role that I know he played in is he played the lead doctor at Rampart Hospital in Emergency.
You are a wealth of useless knowledge.
I know.
lights out and running.
Oh, wait a minute. They're all hybrids. They're running on battery. Even though you see exhaust coming out of their exhausts.
Oh, it's dust.
Oh, okay.
Right. They are in the desert. I'll give them that.
Might be an interesting time to mention during this like 45-minute vehicle montage that there were some Megaforce toys. Hot Wheels actually produced a line of vehicles released in conjunction with the movie. They had the the track TACCOM.
TACCOM?
They had the TACCOM, only I think they called it the Mega Fighter. They had a tank. They had a couple of dune buggies. They actually even had that red and white Ford Explorer looking thing. And
from the early part of the movie. Nice.
Yeah, but that was it. There is it's not to be confused with a line called Megaforce that came out in 1989 by Kenner. That's actually not at all affiliated with the film, but the there was a series of original Hot Toys or Hot Wheels, and normal Hot Wheels scale cars that were all based on the Megaforce film.
That's cool. Now check those out.
No action figures for this, huh?
Nope, no figures at all. Nope.
It's a shame that the world was deprived of Barry Bostwick with the lifelike ass action.
Now, if there's some customizers out there who would like to create a Barry Bostwick for Mr. Mike,
be sure to.
I'm sure he would.
Be sure to send your address. He would like so the we can all action. Break your hands.
Just make sure you get that headband the right shade of blue. That's all.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Got to be absolutely the powderiest blue.
Oh, here they come.
I know I'll never love this way again.
Okay, we're going to shoot aircraft out of the sky with tanks. Oh,
there's the, yeah. Ooh, loading the bullets. Oh, now we're going to spend 20 minutes flipping buttons again.
Yeah, it's a power-up segment.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, those poor C-130 pilots are going to get their asses shot out of the sky with these guys are spending 20 minutes flipping switches.
It's like in Mask when you see the guys getting summoned from their day jobs.
Yeah.
You know it's got to happen. You know it's going to waste half the episode, but there it is.
Ready? Let's do it!
At least it's not more of Barry Bostwick's batch.
Love it.
Sure. Those poor pilots of those planes, did they realize they were going in for a suicide mission?
They're a distraction.
A distraction that's going to get nailed by tank fire.
You're about to say. Hope they can drive home, too. I think that one guy has that triage experience for emergency.
Dr. Brackett! Dr. Brackett! Okay, first pass. One pass is not enough. Gotta come by again. Oh, here they come. Now we're into slow motion.
Can't wait till we see the motorcycles firing their rockets straight up in the air and destroying the line of tanks.
You watch some of these rockets when they launch. You'll see Curly Q and everything. They'll just go apeshit.
It's whatever discount fireworks they can find at the 8-for-1 stand down the 5 highway.
Oh, one of them got hit, Justin.
Come on,
no. Around San Chico.
Why not? Everybody else does.
Oh. So now they have to leave all this technology behind now.
Texas International Flight 2 to Dallas will be departing in 5 minutes. And it'll be standing room only.
Terminate silent running and loose first volley.
Keep watching these trails that they let loose.
Oh my god. I hope those C-130s are out of the way. They're going to get hit by more of those rockets than the tanks will.
Everyone traverse, traverse.
I think I remember going on some of these rides at Disney World.
There you go. See that one to go all over. Spiral. Oh, now we're within range of the laser.
You've covered our corner, ye all units.
These tanks getting taken out by Ertl model rockets.
I love it.
What was that? There was just something like some wreckage falling from the sky. What was that?
I noticed that.
They must have hit one of their C-130s by accident. Oh, out of the smoke.
Oh, now I got to put the shield down. Okay. Oh, grenade in the back. Oh.
But the battles basically consist of Megaforce driving around and blowing everything up. There isn't ever any even return fire or anything. It's just
these guys are actually even more incompetent than Cobra.
Yeah.
I don't say this very often, but these guys deserve to die.
Oh, laser in action. Tank done.
My God, I think they took like 3 shots of missiles firing and then just recycled them from different angles.
Yes, they did.
You can't help but notice that now all the vehicles are like on the other side of them, yet they're still firing right to left and blowing.
Yeah. Now they're in full, I guess, not retreat, but they busted through the line.
They just keep driving.
Get the plane! Get ready to get the plane! I can't even let it! See, now he's actually smart. Get the plane. Yes.
Go get him, Hal, with your pinky ring badassness.
Ooh, colored smoke. That will throw him off.
What is up with that? Watch me push these 4 lighted buttons and just start puffing blue smoke into the air. That'll be...
Colored smoke, that does it.
Well, apparently not.
Uh-oh. Commander down.
You can tell it's him because he's got the blue headband sticking out the back.
Yeah. That's right, exactly.
Side effect of all the smoke is the plane can't tell where to pick them up.
Breathe, Barry, breathe.
Helmet off. None of that spandex got torn when he got thrown from his bike.
It's only 50% spandex.
The rest is Under Armour.
It's the 50% polyester, 50% spandex, and 100% boner.
They are on this shot a little too long.
So after all that, they only managed to knock one guy off of the bike.
It's the dude,
yeah, the commander. And the commander at that.
Supposedly the best of the bunch.
Yep.
It was all that smoke. It was their ingenious plan of attacking them from behind. That was like their brainstorm.
Everyone on.
So Megaforce is like the biggest advantage Megaforce has is their state-of-the-art futuristic technologies. So they're just going to leave it all in a big pile and run away.
Yeah, actually, it seems to me that their most of thing they have that advantage is a really big C-130s.
Yeah. Whoa! They're like 10 feet away from the freaking plane, and he's jumping on the back of a dune buggy.
My God.
It's Sulu.
Oh, Dallas, go get him.
Now, like, how he raises the antenna like it's the early days of wireless phones. The more I raise the antenna, the better reception I get.
This is tense.
Hey! Hi, Duke. Well, listen, I just wanted to say goodbye and remind you to be good guys all the way. Even in the
80s.
Even in the 80s.
He swings down off the barrel.
He didn't even do anything to him. He just drove up and gave him a cigar and said, "The guy's all in," and then drove away.
You gotta set this up for Megaforce 2.
What was the point of that? And meanwhile, all of his teammates are stuck in the open plane waiting for them, risking death, so he could drive over to the guy and give him a cigar.
There's more truth to Megaforce 2 than what Mike's joking.
He's the biggest.
There actually was a plane sequel.
He's the biggest asshole in war movies since ever.
Yeah. Like, just hang out, guys. You know, the tanks won't get you. I gotta go be sarcastic. Yeah. Gotta go be sarcastic, boys.
It's for the voters. The voters love a funny candidate.
No, we're leaving the commander behind.
I love that they got like 40 tanks there firing guns and they can't hit this big, huge plane out in the middle of an open area.
It's like the A-Team.
Yeah, and they're worse than Cobra.
It's like the biggest plane they ever made, and they can't hit it. 40 tanks. I think it's like mathematically impossible for them not to hit that thing if they're all firing.
Oh. He left behind the
commander. I'm going to miss his chest hair.
Whoa, wait a minute. Out of the smoke. One, two, what?
Wait, what's going on?
Now, I could never get my ram cycle to fly. Imagine these guys look at the camera and just pretend like he's coming.
Damn it, Jim. I'm only a pilot, not a magician.
Oh my god. Oh, this is fantastic.
This did not appear in theaters. No way. Nobody paid for this.
I'd start singing the Mask theme song, but I don't want to bring it down, frankly.
Condor. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Love the music.
It's like, I can't believe I'm seeing those terrible special effects. Oh, I got to do a barrel roll.
Uh-oh.
You got a barrel roll. Oh my god. Least likable hero ever.
Oh my god. This is horrible.
Swings. Oh, there we go.
Oh, and the hair is perfectly feathered.
What an awful film.
I can't believe I just sat through.
I'm with him. I'm with the bad guy here. I'm with Guerrera. That is one shitty movie.
And he swapped out the lighter.
No, thank you.
Deceitful.
They do sequels for everything, yet somehow they didn't do a sequel for Megaforce.
Shocking, man.
Uh-oh. It's a Megaforce plane. Permission to fly by the tower.
General, that blown up that $1 million helicopter.
I suppose only three people were killed. That is rather humorous.
Oh god, good to do the thump kiss.
And there you go. Megaforce. Oh, here's the rock theme by 707.
It's 92 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back.
Oh, wait.
Here's your killer balls.
Chuck E. Cheese gone bad.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right, Justin, so how do you think this relates to Joe? How's it compare?
Well, thematically, obviously, it's the same idea. I mean,
if you were watching this as a kid, this would have sold.
As a kid, this would have been very cool, yeah. It would have any G.I. Joe fan as an 8-year-old kid watching this movie back in the day probably would have thought it was pretty sweet. It is so, so very 80s.
No, I'm saying I'm, as an 8-year-old kid, this movie would have been equally as incomprehensible. I'd have thought it was pretty cool when shit was blowing up, and that's about all.
No, I hear you. What's amazing to me, though, looking at this film, like, I actually think it's not even a stretch. The Sunbow animated series is better production quality than this thing did. Yeah.
Deke.
Yeah.
This is deep level stuff right here.
Like that sequence where the Sky Striker flies through and cuts a Hiss tank in half.
Yeah.
more believable than anything that happened in this movie.
Never saw Flint giving Lady J no thumb kiss.
Mike, any pointers that you want to mention in this one? Other than you don't like the movie.
Well, there are entirely too many pointers in this movie. Oh. This is, you're not allowed to pick the movies anymore. It goes without saying.
I don't think there's any. There's not another movie to pick unless G.I. Joe 3 comes out here.
That's true. That's true.
We could do fried green tomatoes and it'd be better than this.
Well, yeah, it'd be a better movie than this because, anyways. But it might have more to do with G.I. Joe than this, too. But, you know, we've never actually done the 1987 animated movie, have we?
Oh, that's a good point.
I guess we could do that.
Do that.
So that's still out there.
And there won't be anybody parachuting and making out with each other in that movie either.
No parachuting love themes?
Nope.
And a free fall segment that lasts entirely way too long.
Where the training paradrop lasts longer than the actual paradrop.
Drop itself,
they spend
yeah.
20 minutes doing a training paradrop for somebody who doesn't even go on the mission.
Yes, we get the whole training, the extended training montage.
Yes, and then he's like,
somebody fail.
Sorry, you can't go anyway.
Oh,
why didn't we just go through half an hour of this? Oh, that's insane. Between the paradrop and the simulator and all of her conversations, they wasted half an hour on prepping for her to go on this mission, and then she just didn't go anyway.
Right.
And for no clear reason other than, no, you just can't go.
It was an opportunity to get her in a scene where she had a skin-tight outfit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and they could honestly, there have been worse other reasons, but...
And they thumb kiss each other.
Ugh. Dear God. I thought Hal Needham movies were supposed to have outtakes.
Oh.
The movie was so bad that the movie is the outtake.
Hey! Hi, Duke. Oh, listen, I just wanted to say goodbye and remind you
that I'm a smarmy ass.
Even in the
80s. The earliest post-credit scene that I can think of. The end.
Oh, the merciful, merciful end.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. Megaforce, the 1982 movie starring Barry Bostwick.
Please don't riot.
As commentary done by us from What's On Joe.
Please come back and listen to our show again.
We promise we won't put you through this again.
We hope you enjoyed this. We really do. You asked for it. You got it.
Why did you ask for this? Maybe that's the question that I should pose to our listenership. Why did you ask for this? What did we do to you? What did we do to you that you wanted that?
I mean, you even took Chuck off on this one.
Can you imagine?
All right, that's going to do it, guys. We'll have everyone recover from this one from watching Megaforce. You can get it on DVD. I forget when it came out. 2010. So it should be available from Fortune Star Media Limited. It shouldn't be very expensive. I doubt you'll ever see this guy on Blu-ray.
Oh, no. That's up next. It's coming soon.
If you don't want to spend that much money on it, you might be able to find a vintage VHS copy out there somewhere. Where they actually do say wise ass instead of wiseacre.
I'm going to start humming the Stan Bush tunes from the Transformers movie to myself. Just don't get that awful soundtrack out of my head.
That's a bad taste you got there.
I'm just saying, even that's better than what we had to listen to here.
All right, we're out of here. We'll catch you next time, next episode of
What's On Joe Mind?
See ya.
See ya.
Thumb kisses for everybody.
Aww. Good night, folks.
We love you, Barry Bostwick.
Lionhead Pub, London. See you. Next rollout roll call.
listen, I just wanted to say goodbye and remind you that the good guys always win, even in the 80s.